The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's not a promo. I don't know what is.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes show, live from Stadium Swim inside Circa Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are so thankful that you're hanging out here with us. We are broadcasting live from Stadium Swim here at Circa Casino and Resort. Big thanks to the folks here that have had us out for the last couple of days doing the show and hanging out in Stadium Swim, which is pretty awesome, even though we had to endure something that was incredibly disappointing that has led to a lot of people asking questions on what's real and what's not, and what's Caleb's fault and what's not. I think that for the most part in this show, we've made the argument about the things surrounding Caleb Williams and the issues surrounding Caleb Williams when it comes to offensive design, play calling, maybe there being a lack of effort, maybe there being someone who tapped out on the game itself with a bad back and needing a bacchiotomy.
Mm-hmm.
What about Caleb speaks?
I've seen at least four times in the last 3 weeks where he's taken a sack that has damaged the offense and taken them out of field goal range. Like, situational sacks you simply cannot do. And he led his post-game press conference admitting to that yesterday. So that's one.
Yeah, that part is really bad when you're taking points off the board and we're all screaming, throw it away.
Throw it away.
Throw it, like, live to get those 3 points in that moment.
Drake May threw a ball away left-handed yesterday.
He sure did.
You know, and maybe he was trying to complete it, but even if he wasn't.
No, I think that what he did.
I think it was a throwaway.
I think that he was like, how can I get this ball out?
Yep.
Let me get it over to the sideline hand and just throw it away once I get close to the defender.
Yep. He also, he held it a couple of times and scrambled into trouble. Was one thing that you're seeing visually. There continues to be inaccuracies down the field, which you've pointed out. You had the numbers last week, I think, from Kevin Fishbane's piece that were telling about how inaccurate he's been down the field, and that is continuing.
And you saw it again yesterday. You know, ball over 20 yards, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, the ball went off a guy's fingertips. No, it's 5 yards over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of stuff is not going to play. But maybe the most troubling or scary part of this is what's happening in his assessment of the defense at the line of scrimmage. Olin Krutz went through this and kind of explained, like, when you've got two plays called, the choices that Caleb is making on what plays to run and what plays to kill.
What is the problem? I'd have to ask everybody that. I'd have to ask Shane Waldron about his concepts that he's running out there. I'd have to ask him. Why is Caleb Williams making so many checks out there? Why is he checking when we're at 2nd and 5? Why is he checking to a play action pass and after 5 or 6 seconds getting dropped for a sack? Why are we doing that to start off the second half, right? Why did you do that? Why did you take that sack? You'd have to ask them questions and try to get them moving in the right direction again. Caleb is missing wide open receivers, guys. DJ Moore, he missed. Romo Dunze dropped the ball. They're taking sacks on 6 second play action passes. Right, the ball's still not coming out there. Right, that is my frustration when I watch this film. I wish I could point to the offensive line and say, man, that is the only problem. Let's get that fixed. That is completely wrong. It looked to me like yesterday, someone on the sideline told Caleb, hey, why don't you throw it to Cole Kmet? And then he stubbornly just kept throwing it to him. Right? That looks to me like someone who's being stubborn and pouting a little bit, to be honest with you. Right? Hey, why aren't you hitting Cole Kmet? Why aren't you hitting Cole Kmet? Well, let me just fling the ball at him three times in a row, and maybe you guys will be quiet over there on the sideline. That's what it looks like to me when I watch those plays in a row. So, yes, they're not – the offensive line is struggling, but like I told you guys, that's what I'm saying. The film is telling me their skill positions are also struggling.
Man, Olin – intimating that there's petulance on Caleb's part, frustrated at the advice to get the ball to Cole. That fits for a couple of reasons. One is we have seen obvious examples over the past few weeks before that moment where Cole's available and Caleb's not looking at him because he's trying to go down the field, whether it's the touchdown to check down mentality, which of course we praise overall, or his desire to hit Keenan, who is like his big brother and he has said so, or DJ, who likes to gripe about it, or Rome, who he loves and wants to get going with genuine chemistry, not taking the free cheese and then being told to take it. And then Olin seeing it three times in a row is compelling from a player's perspective. That's one thing. And the other is that Cole has talked about Caleb's issues early on, you know, with some of the issues with snap count and things like that. Cole, like our guest Jalen Johnson has said, Cole ain't never lied, you know? So that's distressing to hear, frankly.
I mean, you don't want to believe that your quarterback would be that stubborn or that petty. Like, you don't want to believe that.
Man.
Although, I will say that there were a lot of people in the scouting community who would want you to believe that that was part of Caleb's nature as a quarterback at USC and at Oklahoma. That these are the things that people didn't necessarily outwardly say, but you could hear it in the way that they would describe him being a quarterback presence. I hope that what Olin saw isn't the case, but who am I to tell him he's not seeing what he's seeing?
Yeah, no, Olin is not one to call out that sort of thing unless he really thinks that's there.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing a lot of unprecedented stuff like that. Brad Biggs calling for the removal of Shane Waldron last week. and then reminding you that, you know, I don't do that very often. He does not.
No, he does not.
He does not. But he's doing that. I mean,
everyone's trying to find answers, except seemingly the Bears.
Score.
We are discussing what was an embarrassment at Soldier Field yesterday and the ramifications of that embarrassment. Will there be any changes made? We are discussing that on Spiegel and Holmes. We are live at Stadium Swim at Circa Casino and Resort. It has been an incredible host site for us over the last few days, and we highly recommend that you find a way to get out here and be a part of what it is that they got going on.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.